This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. High living costs weigh on the minds of Coloradans. According to the Colorado Health Foundation's annual Pulse poll, some 70% of people say the cost of health care and homelessness are extreme or serious problems. The poll was done before congressional Republicans passed a budget bill with deep cuts to health care and food assistance. Dave Metz is a Democratic pollster and president of FM3 Research.
The policy changes that have been enacted or may be enacted in the coming months are definitely going to affect public opinion and the level of concern about those issues.
The U.S. Air Force Academy is planning to eliminate 140 positions. It's part of a federal downsizing of the military's civilian workforce. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
The Air Force as a whole is facing tightening budgets for civilian staff in the most recent defense budget. This passed late in the Biden administration. Those staffing reductions at the Academy are not required until the fall, but employees facing layoffs have been notified. Additionally, staff were offered federal buyouts early in the Trump administration. Many took them, so a bunch of the 140 positions being eliminated are already vacant. A spokesperson says they're trying to retain some of the employees, but in different roles. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Pikes Peak's special sunrise openings are back for select mornings through mid-October. KRCC's Olivia Bagan has more.
Gates are opening earlier to give all visitors the chance to watch the sunrise from the 14,000-foot summit of Pikes Peak. This year, drivers can book their permit in advance or purchase a shuttle ticket. Car permits do not include the price of admission. The road to the top usually opens at 7:30, but will open between 4:30 and 6:30 on select mornings. Olivia Bagan, KRCC News.
The next chance to catch the sunrise on top of Pikes Peak is this coming Friday. This is CPR News and KRCC.